Let's turn now to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he wrote the book on the Fed chairman. It's called In Fed We Trust, Ben Bernanke's War on the Great Panic. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And now, David, it sounds awfully tense, but in your view, is the relationship between Bernanke and lawmakers that bad?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of political theater here. As Audie said, the people are upset that Wall Street got bailed out and they didn't, and the Fed has become a lightning rod for that. But in the pre-hearing process, you know, Mr. Bernanke goes around and meets each of the senators one at a time. And what you find in these situations is they have this nice chat and they say, we really appreciate what you're doing. And then they go before the cameras and beat up on him because that's what's politically popular, at least for some of them.
Well, let's turn to the what we call the heart of the matter. Why is Ben Bernanke so insistent on keeping the Fed's oversight of banks?
Well, Mr. Bernanke, who as an academic studied how important banks and financial institutions are in the economy and diagnosed the Great Depression as being so severe in part because the government didn't handle the banks well, makes a case, same one Alan Greenspan made, the Fed cannot do its job unless it has its hands in the banking system and is listening and talking to banks and has the power to regulate them. If we want to avoid a crisis like the one we just have, the Fed has to have this power. Now, Senator Dodd is correct. In other countries, it's different. But ironically, in Britain, which famously separated the Bank of England from the bank regulators, the new rising Conservative Party, the one that's likely to win the next election, wants to put them back together because it didn't work so well in that case.
Now, we've just heard news that Bank of America plans to pay back the $45 billion in emergency funds it received from the government to survive the financial crisis. Does that mean things are getting better? And in fact, does that make things easier for Bernanke?
Well, it does. It does, in a way, make a sign that things are getting better. Bank of America was required by the government to find private investors who would invest more than $18 billion in the bank as part of the deal to pay back the $45 billion it had got from the taxpayers. So that's a good sign. It does, of course, tell us that Bank of America doesn't like having the controls that come with having a taxpayer investment, particularly at a time when they're looking for a new chief executive. They don't want to be told what they can pay him. So they're trying to escape this government controls. I don't think this makes it easier for Bernanke. He'll say it's a sign of health, of course, but it raises all the questions about whether Mr. Bernanke and the Treasury Secretaries, Hank Paulson and Tim Geithner, were tough enough on the banks when they put the taxpayer money in. So people are likely to ask him, why aren't the banks lending more money? After all, we saved them, and now they just want to pay their executives bonuses and stuff like that. So I think it's more likely to be a problem for him than an asset, though it is a healthy sign that they can afford to pay things back.
And over at the White House, there is a jobs summit today, and that reflects an overriding issue. How will Ben Bernanke address that today? That is unemployment. It's likely to come up. And is there anything he can do as Fed chairman?
Well, Mr. Bernanke will undoubtedly say that he expects unemployment to rise a little bit and then fall very gradually. That's the Fed's forecast. And he'll express a lot of concern about how painful this is. And he's like to explain that this is what happens when you have a recession that's preceded by a financial crisis. He probably thinks there's not much more the Fed can do about it. One thing I'll be listening for is, what does he advise Congress that Congress and the president should do? Does he think that there's an argument for another fiscal stimulus or something that's not described as stimulus, but that it is? Does he think having a jobs tax credit for employers would make things better? He's an economic wise man, and he'll be asked for advice. It'll be interesting to see how he feels that question.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, and his latest book is In Fed We Trust, Ben Bernanke's War on the Great Panic.